You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. There's a new volunteer group helping recovering brain injury and stroke victims at the UW Hospital Neuroscience Intensive Care Unit. And the volunteers have a keen sense of what patients might be going through.
That's because they've made the long journey back from their own brain injuries. They've signed on with the new Brain Injury Peer Visitor Program, the first of its kind in the Midwest. Joining us now to discuss the program is Jody Atwile. She's a case manager for UW Hospital Neurosciences Intensive Care Unit. Jody, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome.
And Jody, I understand you had something like this kind of on an informal basis, but you've made a more established program based on something already going on in the Southeast. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Absolutely. We had a patient come forward who was interested in volunteering, and we did it in an informal type of way. And then we had another patient come forward that had found this Brain Injury Peer Visitor Association in Atlanta, Georgia, found it via the internet, and asked if we couldn't bring that program up here to Wisconsin and to UW. And so I said, well, absolutely. When we have a patient identifying something in the community that we don't have, that is well needed in the community, likewise. So we move forward based on that communication.
Now, when we're talking about the patients themselves and the volunteers, what kind of experience have we been through? What kind of things are causing these brain injuries?
Yeah, absolutely. So these are former patients. Some are from UW and some are from outside of the area, including other states. And they've had anywhere from traumatic injuries, from falls, motor vehicle accidents, etc., to brain tumors, strokes, transient ischemic attacks, various things, any type of brain injury.
Well, let's talk about that recovery. I mean, people, I imagine, know that there's a lot of medical issues going on, but we've experienced this in my family. It's also a very mentally and emotionally challenging situation, very fatiguing. What kind of things do people need this kind of peer support to get through?
Right. So our basis is starting here in the hospital with the hopes of connecting with the patients in the acute phase, both in the ICU and the general care floor, to make that initial contact. And what they're doing is these peers are coming in, meeting with these families and the patient, if they're able to communicate, providing the immediate support in the sense of really identifying with them either the deficits that the patients are having or the struggles that the family's having when the patient, you know, can't communicate, and being the caregivers in the acute care environment. And they provide them with a packet of information, really with contacts, whether it be by phone, email, or internet of any kind. And they provide them with a packet of resources that have different volunteer groups in the community, therapies, ride transportation support groups, and so on. And so they really look to the acute phase, but some of these things they're not going to identify with sometimes 6 months, a year out from their injury, either even longer. And so the hopes is that they have this resource so when they experience it, they can connect back with this program on an outpatient basis.
Talking to Jody Atwell, case manager for UW Hospital Neurosciences, talking about a new, this is the first of its kind in the Midwest. It's a brain injury peer visitor program at UW Hospital where people who have suffered some kind of traumatic brain injury are paired up with a volunteer who's been through it, been through the recovery process before. And Jody, how much does it help for someone in that initial acute situation, maybe in the early stages of rehabilitation, to be able to connect with someone who's been through it before? What do they get out of that?
Well, the feedback has really been phenomenal. They can relate with the patients where we can't. And I've had feedback that it was just so helpful to have someone come in, sit down in the room with them, and spend 10, 15, 20 minutes just kind of going over what they experience and kind of identifying some of the same similarities. And it's really that the patients find someone they can relate to while they're here in the hospital.
And in those early stages in rehabilitation, I know frustration is really a common thing because maybe some kind of common action, like a motor skill or something that we take for granted, is impossible or it's labor to do. Is it helpful to have somebody who made it through that stage and can say, yeah, it's worth the work, it does get better, or you get more used to it as you work at it?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, some of the visitors, when they come in and meet with the patients, they'll just start talking, and then, you know, they'll have their own issues, whether it be the scattered thoughts or the loss in of their memory, or the forgetfulness is a big thing. And we kind of joke when they come in to visit, you know, I even have lapses in my memory, and I'll say, so it doesn't always take a brain injury to have that. It's just a joke we have between each other. But no, the patients, when they like the weakness, the balance deficits, the ongoing headaches, the forgetfulness, the tiredness, and I think that's probably overlooked of how tired these people are. And they, in the packets, they have this letter from your brain, and it's really a reflection of what your brain, the trauma that it's experienced, and how you need to be patient with it, because the road to recovery is a long road and needs resources to help it.
And you mentioned family members maybe having access to some of these volunteers too, I think. What can they get out of the experience of talking to people who are further along on this road than their own loved one is?
In our visitors, we have 6 survivors and 1 caregiver. And so what we try to do is meet the need of the patient with the appropriate peer visitor. So it may be meeting with a injury survivor with a survivor, or it may be the survivor with a caretaker. But what we're finding is the caretakers can identify from being here and being the ones that can't do anything but can only sit and watch, and the struggles, and not know what questions to ask and so forth. So when the caregivers meeting with the patient's families can really help prep them to ask questions that they may not think of, or think of things long term that may be coming down the pike. Teaching them to write questions down daily as they come, and then really just helping them navigate through the system and letting them know that once the patient is discharged, you know, this resource is out here. These are the things that you might be seeing. These are the resources that you can tap into to help with that, because there's frustration both within the survivor and with the caregiver, and to have a resource for both of them is our goal.
You mentioned the feedback you've gotten from the patients themselves. I wonder about the volunteers. What are you hearing from them? They've been through a horrible experience probably in the past. Do they see something positive coming out of it in that they can help someone else down the road?
That I probably don't have words for that. The smiles on their face that they know that they're making a difference with these patients. And it's humbling to see them wanting to come back onto the unit, especially some they hadn't come back to the unit. And their first visit back to start this program was really just remembering certain things about the experience and, you know, bringing a lot of that back. So they've been phenomenal. They are just beaming that they can make a difference.
Looking at the future of this project, do you see maybe someone who's a patient there this year? They might somebody graduate and become one of these volunteers themselves.
Absolutely. So what we're hoping to do, because the recovery can be lengthy, and so when either a patient and or a caregiver feel they'd like to be part of the program, we're seeking volunteers right now, and what we'd like to do is get a group together and have another training within the next year, with the hopes of really broadening the group to not only then volunteer here in the hospital, but then start extending it out to the outpatient setting and into the community.
And Jody, before I let you go, two pieces of information. If someone in the area wanted to sign on as a volunteer, if they've been through this, how do they do that? And second, if somebody not in the Madison area is thinking, hey, we need this in our neck of the woods, how would they go about doing that?
Right. And so the program is the Brain Injury Peer Visitor Association. The main office is out of Alpharetta, Georgia. The director of that program is Ann Bariski. So the initial call will go to her at 770-330-8416. And there's also a website, which is abariski@braininjurypeervisitor.org. Either way can connect with her. Even if it's a patient in need and looking for a resource, she will triage the call and then connect with me and or a peer visitor in this area to connect a patient up. And she, if someone's interested in volunteering, she will do the initial screening, get the application going, and then we'll connect them back with me here at the hospital.
We'll put that phone number up on the Central Time Facebook page if anybody wants to check it out. Jody, thank you so much for sharing the story with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Jody Atwell, case manager for UW Hospital Neurosciences Intensive Care Unit, talking to us about a new brain injury peer visitor program at UW Hospital.